Welcome to Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast. Olá, eu sou Helena, and on this episode we're going to talk about the verbs ser, the most permanent to be, and ir, to go, in the past tense, pretérito perfeito. But just before that, I want to let you know that Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast is on Patreon. Patreon is a platform where you can support the projects you like. So if you're enjoying listening to this podcast, and if you would like it to carry on, you can also become a patron. And as a patron, you get a PDF with the highlights of each episode, pronunciation tips, written posts, audios and videos about the Portuguese language. You can get in touch with me every time you have a question related to Portuguese, and you can even participate in a monthly live session with me. So go to www.patreon.com/tradutex and learn more about it. So on today's episode, we're going to carry on working on the past tense called pretérito perfeito. On our previous episodes, we've been through the regular verbs AR, ER and IR in the pretérito perfeito. And on today's episode, we're going to look for the first time at two irregular verbs. The verb ser, the most permanent to be, and the verb ir, to go. And what it's really interesting about these two verbs in this past tense is that they have the exact same conjugation. What I'm trying to say is that they have the exact same verb forms. Maybe you're a bit surprised, but it's what it is. And we're going through these two verbs that, in fact, although they are two different verbs with two different meanings, you will see that you just need to learn a set of verb forms. So for instance, let's pick the first person. If I wanted to say something like, I was a teacher back in the 90s versus I am a teacher now, I'm talking about the verb ser. We know that for professions, to indicate our profession, is the verb ser that we should use. So if I wanted to say, and it's true, I am a teacher now, I should say in Portuguese, eu sou professora agora. I'm using professora with A in the end because I am a woman. A man would say professor, ending in O-R, no A. So this is the present tense of the verb ser. Eu sou professora agora. If I want to say something similar but related to the past, if I want to say something like I was a teacher back in the 90s, I would say in Portuguese, eu fui professora nos anos 90. Eu fui professora nos anos 90. In the 90s, we say nos anos 90. Then you can use this same structure to talk about in the 80s, in the 70s, and so on. You just need to start with anos, or in the nos anos, and then the number. In the 70s, nos anos 70. In the 60s, nos anos 60, and so on. But let's get focus on the verb form I've used. I said, eu fui. Como se escreve fui? F-U-I. Fui. Eu fui professora nos anos 90. So, fui, and I'm insisting a bit on this pronunciation, and you will see why, is because then, further on, we're going to learn the verb form for he and she and formal you, and you might find it quite similar. So before we learn that one, let's focus well on this one. Try to remember something. Eu ends in you, and fui also has the letter U in it. And you'll see why what I'm saying now is actually important for remembering. Eu fui. Now, we did eu sou in the present versus eu fui in the past about the verb ser, to be, the more temporary to be. Now let's have a look at the verb ir. As you know, ir means to go. Let's say a simple sentence like I go to Lisbon every day. Maybe I live in the outskirts of Lisbon and I need to go there to work, so I go to Lisbon every day. I go is eu vou a Lisboa todos os dias. Eu vou a Lisboa todos os dias. Now, if you wanted to say I went to Lisbon yesterday, and we've learned the word yesterday on our previous episodes about the past, the word is ontem, ontem. So if I wanted to say I went to Lisbon, instead of saying eu vou, because that's a present, we should say eu fui a Lisboa ontem. No presente, eu vou a Lisboa todos os dias. No pretérito perfeito, eu fui a Lisboa ontem. And remember what I've said earlier about the fact that ser and ir in the pretérito perfeito are actually the same thing, although they have different meanings when we translate. In Portuguese, they use the exact same verb forms. So when I wanted to say I was a teacher in the 90s, eu fui professora nos anos 90, or I went to Lisbon yesterday, eu fui a Lisboa ontem, they are different verbs. When we translate, that is really clear. Eu fui professora, I was. Eu fui a Lisboa, I went. But in Portuguese, they are the exact same verb form. Fui. Como se escreve fui? F-U-I. Fui. This word fui has a lot of meaning because, as I've told you before on our previous episodes related to this tense pretérito perfeito, the pretérito perfeito may translate the past simple but also the present perfect in English. And because eu fui means simultaneously the idea of go and be, we have actually four possible translations just for eu fui. About the verb to be, eu fui can be translated as I was or I have been, past simple and present perfect, or it can also be translated as I went or I have gone. Past simple, I went, and I have gone, present perfect. So this word is really a very important one to know. Eu fui, I was, I have been, I went, I have gone. It means all that. So now that we've talked about eu fui, let's find out about the rest of the conjugation. having in mind that simultaneously each verb form we're going to learn means both verb ser and ir in the past tense, past simple and present perfect. So after eu fui, we have to talk about the informal you. Tu foste. Tu foste. Como se escreve foste? F-O-S-T-E. Foste. We're dropping the last I or E in Portuguese as we always do. Okay, so that means you were, but also you have been, you went, or you have gone. Informal you, so the one we use along with our friends and family, or when we talk to people much younger than us. Our informal you, tu. So, eu fui, tu foste. And now let's get into the third person singular that covers the formal you, você, he and she, ele e ela. You, formal you, were or went, você foi, você foi. And now is when it is important to remember that foi is F-O-E. Because remember fui for the first person, F-U-E, and now foi, F-O-E. I will repeat, eu fui, você foi. We're getting from a fui into a foi. And I know that it is not easy to tell the difference between these two sounds. That's why I gave you that tip earlier, thinking about eu, because the word eu has the letter u, or in Portuguese u, and also the verb form fui has that same letter u, or in Portuguese u. And that could be a way for you to remember that the first person includes the letter u, eu fui, but the third person doesn't. Você foi, ele foi, he was or he went, ela foi, she was or she went. And that finishes the singular personal pronouns. Let's repeat them. Eu fui, tu foste, você foi, ele foi, ela foi. Singular verb forms. And now let's get into plural verb forms. Let's say we were or we went. Nós fomos. Como se escreve fomos? F-O-M-O-S. Fomos. We were, we have been, we went, we have gone. Nós fomos. And now the last one that covers the three different situations of plural you, thinking about like you guys, you all, and they, masculine they, eles, feminine they, elas. Vocês foram. Vocês foram. Como se escreve foram? F-O-R-A-M. Foram. Don't forget that we should stress, we must stress the first syllable. It's the second to last, but in this case we only have two, so it's also the first. For, foram. But then, don't forget that in the end, we will close our mouth in order to pronounce correctly the nasal sound ão. We're not stressing that one, we're stressing the one before. Vocês foram. Same thing for masculine they. Eles foram. And feminine they. Elas foram. Então, como se escreve, foram. F-O-R-A-M. Foram. And we need to have a look at some examples of both verb ser and verb ir, although now we know that we will find the exact verb forms, it is really important that in our minds we understand whether we're saying the past or we're expressing the past or the present. It helps a lot if you try to think of these sentences in the present tense, because in the present tense, as we did when we first started today, the difference is clear. The difference between saying, for instance, eu sou professora, ou eu fui professora, or eu vou a Lisboa, ou eu fui a Lisboa. But just before we start repeating some examples, I would like to go again through the full conjugation. Please focus on the difference between eu and você, ele, ela. So let's try to do it again. Vamos repetir a conjugação dos verbos ser e ir no pretérito perfeito. Estão prontos? Are you ready? Eu fui. Tu foste. Você foi. Ele foi. Ela foi, nós fomos, vocês foram, eles foram, elas foram. Okay, now let's really put these verbs into a context. Let's start first with the verb ser. Although they're using exactly the same verb forms, we can tell from the context whether we're using ser or ir. So let's first start with ser. My first sentence for you is something like, I was fat as a child. A boy speaking. Eu fui gordo em criança. Eu fui gordo em criança. So if you're thinking in the present tense, instead of eu fui, would be eu sou, because we're doing the verb ser. Tu foste pai em janeiro. You were a father in January. Tu foste pai em janeiro. Você foi secretária no ano passado. You were a secretary, a woman, secretary, secretária, last year. Você foi secretária no ano passado. Ele nunca foi um bom aluno na escola.
He was never a good student at school.
Ele nunca foi um bom aluno na escola. Ela foi muito bonita
ai jovem. She was very beautiful when she was young. Ela foi muito bonita em jovem. Nós fomos namorados muitos anos.
We were boyfriend and girlfriend for many years.
Nós fomos namorados muitos anos.
Vocês foram vizinhos em Londres.
You were neighbors in London.
Vocês foram vizinhos em Londres.
Eles foram casados durante 10 anos.
They were married for 10 years.
Eles foram casados durante 10 anos.
Elas foram amigas toda a vida.
They were good friends, and it's female, elas. They were good friends, or they were friends, sorry. They were friends all their lives.
Elas foram amigas toda a vida.
Now that we know the meaning of all these sentences, and keep in mind that if translate them into... Sorry, keep in mind that if you want to say them in the present tense, you will use eu sou, tu és, você é, ela é, nós somos, vocês são, eles são, elas são. The verb in the present tense. I will repeat each sentence once again, so you have the opportunity of repeating them again after me.
Estão prontos?
Vamos repetir.
Eu fui gordo em criança.
Tu foste pai em janeiro.
Você foi secretária no ano passado.
Ele nunca foi um bom aluno na escola.
Ela foi muito bonita em jovem.
Nós fomos namorados muitos anos.
Vocês foram vizinhos em Londres.
Eles foram casados durante 10 anos.
Elas foram amigas toda a vida.
So very quickly, if you think in the present, eu sou gordo, eu sou pai,
eu sou gordo, tu és pai. Você é secretária. Ele é bom aluno. Ela é muito bonita. Nós somos namorados. Vocês são vizinhos. Eles são casados. Elas são amigas.
This is the verb ser. Let's learn now some sentences using the verb ir.
Eu fui à praia ontem.
I went to the beach yesterday.
Eu fui à praia ontem.
Tu foste a Lisboa na semana passada.
You went to Lisbon last week.
Tu foste a Lisboa na semana passada.
Você foi de férias em agosto.
You went on holiday in August.
Você foi de férias em agosto.
Ele foi ao supermercado esta manhã.
He went to the supermarket this morning.
Ele foi ao supermercado esta manhã.
Ela foi ao café depois do almoço.
She went to the cafe after lunch.
Ela foi ao café depois do almoço.
Nós fomos trabalhar hoje.
We went to work today.
Nós fomos trabalhar hoje.
Vocês foram ao Brasil no ano passado.
You went to Brazil last year.
Vocês foram ao Brasil no ano passado.
Eles foram às compras anteontem.
Eles foram às compras anteontem.
They went shopping the day before yesterday.
Let me just repeat this one again.
Eles foram às compras anteontem.
Elas foram para casa depois do trabalho.
They went home after work.
Elas foram para casa depois do trabalho.
Okay. Now that we know the meaning in English, let's just go through each sentence again.
Eu fui à praia ontem.
Tu foste a Lisboa na semana passada.
Você foi de férias em agosto.
Ele foi ao supermercado esta manhã.
Ela foi ao café depois do almoço.
Nós fomos trabalhar hoje.
Vocês foram ao Brasil no ano passado.
Eles foram às compras anteontem.
Elas foram para casa depois do trabalho.
So if you would think about these sentences in the present, would be: eu vou à praia, tu vais a Lisboa, você vai de férias, ele vai ao supermercado, ela vai ao café, nós vamos trabalhar, vocês vão ao Brasil, eles vão às compras, elas vão para casa.
That would be the present tense. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed this episode today. And if you did, please share it with your friends. And just before we finish, I really want to thank my patrons. Because seriously, this podcast
wouldn't carry on without their support. So, muito, muito obrigada a Francine Brown, Kitta Barknovitz, Rebecca Hunt, Petra Korf, David Soto, Lindy Falk, Michelle Cubrosi, Jerry Ellis, Sandra Weimert, Karen Source, Kenneth Pizisco, Ibrahim Almutawa, Hank Van Kan, Karen Barnhorn, Pauline Mansfield, Prano Diana, Anne Grandage, David Martin, Patricia Martin, Catherine Dernford Vang, Mikkel Plek Tuvien, Art Veld, Ernst Scholte, Agnieszka Mrozewicz-Kuczewska, Tatiana Krupnik, Ramona Plektus, Kim Noble, Tensha McKnight, Chris Brandt, Meredith Richards, Micheline Huntley, Jess Hasselmans, Diane, Josie Koopman, Lex Mui, Sneed, Susan Maas, Michael Machado, Molly Morton, Jada Rains, John Mark Veit, David Kirkham, Rakesh Gupta, Paul Greenhalgh, Jim Chang, Matthew Brett, Kirsten Kunzman, Brandon Wallace, Kate Wake, David Keller, David Hassler, Ruby Menon, Deborah Tuhi, Ashwin, Mikael Hedlund, Michael Wannett, Ruth Ramon, Sharon Matthews, Petri Ferris, and Danny Kavanagh. Thank you all for your support. Thank you all for keeping my motivation high. Muito, muito obrigada e até para a semana. Tchau!